Ziegler. Ziegler. Inspiring true performance. And welcome. My name is Blake Lindsay, and I want to personally invite you to Zig Ziglar's Inspire podcast. As always, I appreciate you being here, and I certainly appreciate you bringing somebody with you this week. We're going to move away from the world of selling that Zig talked about last week to a more personal topic, and that is relationships. Did you know that most mental health experts agree that the quality of your relationships is what keeps you mentally healthy or mentally unhealthy? Relationships are vital to your quality of life. Think about it. Most of your problems at work and at home stem from relationship problems. In this podcast, Zig will encourage you to reach out and strengthen your relationships with other people, no matter what their social or ethnic background is. Other people can teach us so much about ourselves and the world around us. Let's listen to Zig.
I'm a foodie, and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico, and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky, where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
I love the story of the fellow that walked in the bookstore, walked up to the lady manager and said, "Ma'am, can you tell me where I can find the book, Man, the Superior Sex?" She said, "Oh, yes, it's upstairs in the science fiction department." In building winning relationships, a wonderful place to start is the realization that there are no superior sexes, there are no superior races. And once we understand that, then we have an opportunity to build good relationships with all people everywhere, especially if they're on the same page as far as their ethics are concerned. I have the privilege of being able to say that of the five people in my life who've influenced me the most, five of them were women. Now think for a moment, what would I have missed out on in life had I been a sexist? Three people who dramatically impacted my life were Native Americans, Indians. When you look at them, one of them impacted my life dramatically in my sales career. One affected my life in my speaking career. One affected my life in my faith journey. The three people whom I have instantly bonded with in my lifetime, three men, one was a Native American, one was a Jew, one was an African American. The person who had the most impact, an elder African-American lady who ensured my eternity when she spent the weekend in our home. Now think what I would have missed out in life had I been a racist. We need to understand that. And when we understand that, then we've laid the foundation for something that is enormously important in our lives. Well, how important are relationships? Dr. Dean Ornish, in his book and tapes, points out that he studied for 25 years. And he says your relationships actually are enormously important. He says love and intimacy are at the root of what makes us sick and what makes us well. What causes sadness and what brings happiness? What makes us suffer from what leads to healing? People who feel lonely and isolated have a 300 to 500% better risk of premature death from physical illness. He says your relationships are more important to your health than your exercise program and your diet. Also than your genes. So relationships are extremely important. And if we can build winning relationships, then we will have taken a huge step towards the success in life that so many people seek. As a matter of fact, though I don't personally do any counseling, I talk with a lot of counselors, psychologically, theologically, and physiologically, and they tell me that almost 100% of all of the counseling they do is because of relationship difficulties. Husband, wife, parent, child, teacher, student, employer, employee, neighbor, neighbor, sibling, sibling. What is the basic problem? Well, in the last 30 years, we have become, and hooray for me, to heck with you. I'm going to do it my way, and if I have to win through intimidation, I'm going to look out for number one, and I'm going to do it right now. And I've just described a completely miserable human being. You will never see a happy, self-centered person. They just don't exist. Dr. Smiley Blanton, a psychiatrist, says that 80% of all of the counseling he does is the direct result of parents not teaching their children manners. Now, my favorite theologian is Dennis the Menace. I mean, now, Dennis has got the act together on ball. Now, Dennis is in his little magician suit, and he's saying to his mother, he said, well, I can't do any more magic tricks because I only know two magic words, please and thank you. You see, the parent who doesn't teach the child to say thank you is eliminating the building block of gratitude. And you can count on it, if the parent hasn't taught the child to say thank you when somebody says something nice about them or to them or does something nice for them, without that gratitude building block, you will have an ungrateful child and you will never see a happy, ungrateful person. They just simply do not exist. So it's important that we understand that, and whether you're at home or on the job or wherever, the philosophy that you can have everything in life you want if you'll just help enough other people get what they want absolutely works. If you read Fortune magazine, you might have read about Li Ka-shing. He's earned his money by financing small businesses who had good products, good management, but were undercapitalized. He's raised his sons in the business. They're now running his business. He taught them that if 10% ownership of a new business is the going rate, but you could get 11% or even 12%, you always take either 9 or 10%. Because he said 9% of a thriving business is more than 12% of a struggling business. But he said even more importantly, when the business community sees that you really do want them to win, you can have everything in life you want, then they're going to bring all of the good deals to you. It is a philosophy, but it is a philosophy that is practical and common sense and down to earth in every way. To build winning relationships, we need to understand that you've got to be before you can do. You'll hear this a lot of times throughout the series. You got to be the right kind of person. You got to do the right thing in order to have all that life has to offer. And life does have an awful lot to offer. How do you do that? Well, first of all, you build your life on integrity. See, with integrity, you do the right thing. Now, if you do the right thing, you're not going to have guilt feelings later on. With integrity, you have nothing to fear because you have nothing to hide. Now, think about it for a moment. When you eliminate guilt and fear and take those two albatrosses off your back, it's easier to go much higher and much faster and much further. You don't have to try to remember everything you've ever said. It does make a difference. I love the little parable about fire and water and trust. They were in a village walking through, and they were headed for the deep woods on the other end of town. And one of the locals said to them, "Where are you going?" And they said, "Well, we're going to explore the forest." And the local said, "Well, this is a pretty thick area. In case you get lost, how can we find you?" And Fire said, "Well, that'll be easy because you just look for the smoke, and where there is smoke, you'll find the fire." Water said, "Well, it'll be easy to find me because, you know, just walk in and where you see green grass growing, you can rest assured that's where I am." Trust said, "You better keep your eyes on me, because once trust is lost, it is extraordinarily difficult to get it back." You build winning relationships by having people that absolutely do trust you because you are the right kind of a person.
I want to emphasize one of Mr. Ziegler's points, and that is the importance of gratitude. Every day, think of three things that you are grateful for that day, and then share them with a friend. I want to tell you how grateful I am that you tune into these podcasts every week. It is truly an honor to bring Zig's great stories and ideas. Thank you for allowing me to share with you each week, and bringing somebody with you means a lot. If you would like to hear more of Mr. Ziegler, you can always visit our website at Ziegler.com. I'm Blake Lindsay. Until next week, live your life to the fullest.
Ziegler. Inspiring true performance.